This is Texans Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by M&G Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. Now, here are your hosts, Patty Smith and Mark Vandermeer.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Training Camp Today. Day 5 now in the books, but day 1 of the fans out here, Mark. It was a very exciting day.
You know, it really helps the players, Patty, because the fans react to everything. J.J. Watt, he could have done anything out here and gotten cheers, okay? He could tie his shoe, get cheers. But it helps the players because you're deep into camp now. You can use a little energy boost, and the fans are like a B-12 shot to this team. Out here in the heat, full pads for the second straight day. It was just nice to see the people in the stands. And by the way, if you're coming to an open practice, bag policy in effect. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more info.
All right, well, kind of the news of the day that started yesterday, we mentioned it on the show last night, was the talks last night, but now the signing of Joe Mays.
Yeah, Rick Smith confirmed the signing on Texans Training Camp Live, which you can hear on Sports Radio 610, 8 to 10 every day for the first 2 weeks of camp. Joe Mays, look, you might not think, well, Pro Bowler, whatever. Some people are downplaying the signing. I think there's a difference here. You don't have to be a difference maker to make a difference, if you know what I'm saying. Joe Mays can contribute. Once upon a time, Bernard Pollard was an August signing for this team. Later that year, he would have an interception against Tom Brady to help the Texans clinch their first ever winning season. Also, Tim Dobbins, once upon a time, an August signing. Later that year, he would have a goal line stand stop against Baltimore in a playoff game. Joe Mays can contribute. I think he will contribute on special teams and at linebacker from time to time, at the very least.
And Joe Mays, for those that may not remember, the one who put the hit on Matt Schaub, lost a portion of his ear, got fined $50,000. I'm wondering, and I'll be curious, we'll talk to Matt a little bit later on in the week, but just sort of your thoughts on him coming and how those guys hashed that out.
You know, I think they're going to be fine with it now. It was a hard hit. It was an illegal hit. Mays paid the price with the one game. And Schaub, you know, it's kind of a no harm, no foul, because, yes, it looked really bad when it happened. It was, with the piece of ear missing. But when that hit occurred, Patty, I thought, that's 2 weeks for sure, right? No, he came right back into the game and played the rest of the season.
And another note today, Ed Reed spoke to members of the media. Ed, of course, has been working out on the side fields, everyone much anticipating his return.
Patty, with the hip injury, you don't know when he's going to be back. And he says he doesn't know when he's going to be back. Andre Johnson said opening week, and Reed said, hey, if Andre said it, it must be true. Let's hear from the veteran safety and future Hall of Famer.
I could do the running. I'm doing the running. I'm doing the sled pulls. I'm backpedaling. I'm breaking. You know, I'm opening the hip up and stuff like that. But at some point, it kind of grabs. You know, so I just got to get that scar tissue out, you know, and that edema out and everything. And then once that kind of subsides, man, you know, I can have a better timeline for you, so to say. But, you know, I know I'm close. I can tell you that it is close. You know, I can't say that it is the first game because I don't know.
I am so looking forward to seeing Ed Reed play for this football team, Patty. I was fortunate enough to be the voice of the Miami Hurricanes when they won the national championship in 2001. Reed was the leader of that team, and here he is still in the National Football League. It's going to be a big addition. One of the things that safeties have to do, cover tight ends, and the Texans have some good ones.
Yeah, they absolutely do. It seems each and every year there's sort of a different stable of them, a lot of young guys, and it seems like just yesterday Owen Daniels was one of those young guys. Now he's a veteran, and I had a chance to catch up with him. What are you seeing from this group of tight ends? It seems like every year we come into training camp, tight end is always one to focus on, but there's always different guys. You've kind of seen your fill of them. Just kind of talk about the group out there and what you like.
I think we got a really good group. You know, we use the tight ends a lot, as you guys have seen. Last year, Garrett got his first opportunity to play a bunch and made a lot of plays for us. You're going to see a lot more out of him this year. He's improved a bunch this past offseason. And then we got three young kids. And when we use 2-3 tight ends at a time, you know, we need 3 or 4 on the roster that can help and we can count on it, that can contribute. So our draft pick, Ryan Griffin's looking really good. He's improving. And then our two younger guys, Jake Byrne and Adam Schultz, they're working hard for a spot here. And it's great competition. I'm trying to lead them, trying to teach them as much as I can from my experience and watching them during practice.
Well, that was kind of my next question. How much are they coming to you, and how much do you try to impart on them as the vet?
Yeah, I'm willing to give them everything I know, or just about everything I know. I hope that they see it as an open door to come and ask me questions. I think sometimes as a young guy, it might be a little intimidated by a vet. you don't want to bother them or this and that. But I've been really open and trying to help those guys out in the locker room, going through the scripts before practice. They have questions on what to do and at practice as well. So, it's always been our goal to be a really good group, the most productive group in the league. And I think we were just about that last year as a tight end group. So, we want to keep that trend going.
Patty, you said it, Owen Daniels. It's just yesterday, it seems, that Owen Daniels was this wide-eyed rookie from Wisconsin. He's entering his eighth season in the league.
Hard to believe. And how long have we been together?
Just a couple of weeks, really.
Just a couple of weeks. It's
We're
still
young.
Very new, fresh and new. All right, but we have to take our first time out here on Texans Training Camp today. Don't go away. We'll catch up with Danielle Manning when we return.
Best and worst part of training camp?
The heat. Down here in Houston, the heat and humidity is not it's not fun to deal with, but I think it helps us out in the long run.
What's our best part?
The best part is when it's over, when you get to the regular season.
Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. Danielle Manning joining us, and this has really been kind of an exciting one out here with all the crowd. The fans are still out there screaming for you guys.
Man, there's heat with us. We got the world best fans, man, and I wouldn't trade them for anybody.
How does that sort of change practice out here? I mean, it seems like it kind of elevates your guys' play a little bit, too.
It does. I mean, you just get the noise out here. I mean, you come out here at the beginning, you know, first 3 days, no one's out here. It's just you and your teammates, everybody getting in shape and running around hitting against each other. Then you get the fans, you get to step it up a notch. And the fans, they know how to pull it in. Guys make a play, you hear it down the field. You can hear it way out. Somebody did something great. So, man, that's just football.
Let's talk about the secondary a little bit. You are one of the leaders back there, and there's just been a lot of talk. We've talked to both JJ, we've talked to Kareem Jackson about them being kind of, you know, really being billed as one of the best tandems back there. Just sort of your thoughts on what you see and how the progression of those guys has been and what that means for your future.
I mean, it means a lot. Those two guys allow us to do more with our defense. I mean, certain ways we can cover, certain ways we can blitz, and we can get those two guys and lock them up, leave them alone on the island with the receiver. And we're safeties and other linebackers, we can do more in our defense.
Day five now is sort of a change. Is there ever a point in training camp, you've been through a number of them, where you kind of, the legs are getting a little tired, we're deep into it now. We're not just starting, but we're going.
To be honest with you, I haven't been having any problems with my leg. I mean, a lot of guys, most of the guys is around here, and, you know, I like to say that goes towards the coaches. Guys are taking it, you know, taking their time. Coaches are easing the people in. Guys, he feel like has been beating it up pretty good out here, doing well. He'll take them off, you know, give us time, give us some rest. I think it goes hand in hand. When you get out on the field and you do well, I think the coaches will look out for you. And other time, I think it's just the way that the CBA is set up. You know, they set up to keep guys healthy, prolong guys' careers, and we'll be able to play longer.
All right, well, stay healthy. Enjoy the rest of it. We've got to take one final time out here on Texans Training Camp today, but don't go away. Mark Vandermeer will be back when we return. Stay with us.
Texans Training Camp today has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans.
Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. Mark, you heard my interview with Danielle Manning, and really the secondary, probably the strongest position going into the season on this Houston Texans.
I think it really could be, especially with a healthy Ed Reed, Patty. And you drafted DJ Swearinger in the second round, and he's been really making jaws drop during this training camp so far. Kareem Jackson coming into his fourth season. Can you believe that? And Jonathan Joseph said he and Kareem, they want to be the top tandem in the league at corner. You combine that with the depth they have at safety so far, I think it looks like a pretty good mix. O-line is pretty strong with the three Pro Bowlers, no doubt about it. You could talk about running backs and D-line, of course, with Watt and Antonio Smith and Earl Mitchell. But I like the secondary an awful lot. You have to hope everybody stays upright and healthy.
All right, real quick before I let you go, day six tomorrow, what are we expecting?
I think there's going to be a fight, Patty. I think it's hot, crazy humid. The fans were here today. That was one thing. Tomorrow's where it really starts to get ultra deep into training camp, and you're going to see one of those skirmishes at some point. Not that I really want to, but it's kind of fun, you know, when you see one, because it makes you feel like it's football season.
Well, that is all just speculation. I can guarantee we will have a one-on-one with Kareem Jackson as we're talking about the secondary, so be sure to tune in to Texans Training Camp today, tomorrow, for that. Have a great night, everyone.